So how do we condition ourselves to really have our changes last? Let me share with you what I think the three fundamental key distinctions are that cause people to change when they do change and the change lasts. These are the three fundamentals of the science of neuroassociative conditioning systems. And here's number one. In order to get a change where it's going to absolutely happen and it's going to last, you must first get leverage on yourself. What do I mean by leverage? I mean you must get to the point where you believe that something must change, that you must change it, and that you can change it right now. You got to get to the point where you feel like not changing would be painful, massively painful, and to change would mean pleasure. In other words, you got to use all things we've talked about up until now. You've got to get that connection. If you're only at the point of believing that you should change, or you could change, or you ought to change, or you might change, that is not enough to create long-lasting change in most cases. So you got to get yourself to the point where you've got leverage. And there are lots of ways to get it. Some people will change out of rapport. You know, they go to a therapist, they really like the therapist wants them to change, so they do. I mean, it literally can be that simple sometimes. Some people change because, God, if they don't, they're going to lose everything. Some people, in spite of all kinds of pain, still don't change because in their head they think, I don't have to. Or they think, I'm doing this because somebody else wants me to. Or they think in their head, well, gosh, you know, changing would be too fearful, too painful. So in order to make a change last, you got to get to that point where it must change, you must change it, and you can change it. That is number one. I'll give you an example. When people come to me sometimes for private consulting, and I've trained all kinds of other people to do this work now, so I don't do private consulting, but invariably I still have a few people that want to do it with me personally for whatever reason, or no one else has seemed to get in the results, so I'll take the challenge on personally. Well, first of all, I make it very difficult for these people to ever get to the point of working with me in the first place. I make them have to go through a waiting list, so hopefully they'll decide to change on their own. I make them have to pay a fairly large chunk of money to be able to do this as well. But even after all of that, when they finally come and they've flown out to meet me and we're sitting down face to face, I then will turn to them and say, look, I don't know if this is the right thing for you. And they'll say, what? I'll say, look, before you invest any more time or any more capital, and before I invest my time, I got to know that you're really absolutely committed to changing. Because I got to tell you something. I only work with people that are going to change right now, not after 15 sessions. I do one-stop therapy, and that's what we've got to do. Otherwise, you'll screw up my entire record. And usually they'll laugh at that. But I'll say, I'm serious. I won't work with you unless I'm convinced you must change. Not you should, not you might, but you must. I then have them go on, and they got to convince me. They're taken back a little bit, but for the next 15 minutes, they got to try and convince me how they absolutely must change their life, because if they don't, it'll cost them this in their relationship, and it'll cost them this in their health, it'll cost them this in their self-esteem. It's already cost them all these areas, and they're tired of it, and they can't take it anymore. You remember the movie, don't you? I'm mad as heck, and I'm not going to take it anymore. You got to get to that point. That's called leverage. That's when change happens. And you know what? When they're to that point, my job is easy. I simply go to step two.